Bell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Police in Sydney say a man stabbed at least five people to death at a busy shopping center before he was fatally shot, leaving multiple people, including a small child, injured. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Police say the suspect attacked nine people at the Westfield Shopping Center in Bundy Junction, which is in the city's eastern suburbs, before a police inspector shot him after he turned and raised a knife. Vernon Michael is a witness.
We're just grateful because, like, literally 2 minutes before that, we were sitting right where it happened, where the first lady got stabbed. So, and I don't know, apparently she didn't, I don't know how she is, but, yeah.
Assistant Police Commissioner Anthony Cook said he believed that the suspect acted alone and there was no continuing threat. Cook said that the police inspector was alone when she confronted the suspect and engaged him soon after her arrival on the scene, saving a range of people's lives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital U.S. military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leading Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives passes reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagoo says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Palestinian health officials and an Israeli rights group say dozens of Israeli settlers have rampaged through a village in the West Bank, opening fire and setting cars and homes on fire. The military said troops rushed in and fired on villagers throwing stones. Palestinian health officials said one Palestinian was killed and 25 were wounded. An Israeli rights group says the settlers stormed the village Friday while searching for a missing 14-year-old boy from their settlement. Meanwhile, Israel says it is stepping up aid efforts to the Gaza Strip as it faces increasing pressure from the United States to staunch a humanitarian crisis in the enclave. A judge rejects Hunter Biden's bid to dismiss his gun case. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A federal judge in Delaware has refused to throw out a federal gun case against Hunter Biden, rejecting the president's son's claim that he's being prosecuted for political purposes as well as other arguments. District Judge Mariela Noriega's ruling increases the prospect that Biden could face trial in the case as early as June in the midst of his father's re-election campaign. Noriega denied several defense requests to dismiss the case, charging Biden with lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. I'm Norman Hall.
Dozens of people remain stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey 19 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven. The accident occurred around 5:30 p.m. Friday at the Tunkepti cable car just outside the Mediterranean city of Antalya. Operations to rescue the stranded people continued throughout the night. The director of the search and rescue agency said 128 people had been rescued, but dozens remained suspended in the air on Saturday. He said that they hope to complete the rescue operation before dark. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.